Welcome back to Unzip, where we break down the latest AI and machine learning research so you don't have to wade through dense academic papers. I'm Skylar, and before we dive in, huge thanks to our sponsor, Limitless AI, for making this show possible. Today, we're unpacking five fascinating papers covering everything from coding agents that optimize inference workloads to diffusion models for molecular generation. Let's get started. First up, we have IsoBench from Ayush Nangia and team. And this one hits close to home for anyone dealing with LLM serving at scale. The problem here is pretty straightforward, but critical. How do we know if coding agents can actually optimize real-world inference workloads? Not toy problems, but the messy, complex optimization tasks that engineers face daily. The researchers created a benchmark using 54 real tasks from VLELM and Sklang, two of the most popular LLM serving frameworks. Each task gives an agent a codebase and describes a performance bottleneck. Then the agent has to produce an optimization patch. What's clever is they're evaluating against actual merged pull requests with measurable performance improvements. So we're talking about real-world validation here. The results show current coding agents struggle with these optimization tasks compared to expert human solutions. This matters because inference optimization is becoming a massive bottleneck as LLM deployment scales up. If you're working on inference infrastructure, this benchmark gives you a concrete way to measure whether AI can actually help with your optimization pipeline. It's also a reality check. We're not quite at the point where agents can replace skilled performance engineers, but this gives us a roadmap for getting there. Moving on to text ranking in deep research from Chuan Meng and colleagues. This paper tackles something really interesting. Most LLM agents doing deep research rely on these black box web search APIs. But we don't really understand how the ranking components work under the hood. It's like having a research assistant who can find information, but you can't see their methodology. The authors revisited text ranking specifically for deep research tasks, where you need to explore topics extensively rather than just finding quick answers. What they found is that established text ranking approaches behave quite differently in this context compared to traditional search. The key insight is that deep research requires understanding relevance across longer exploration sessions, not just single query response pairs. Their analysis shows that current ranking methods often miss nuanced connections between documents that human researchers would catch. For practitioners building research agents or retrieval systems, this work suggests we need specialized ranking approaches for deep research tasks. You can't just plug in existing search ranking and expect optimal results. This has immediate implications for anyone building RAG systems or research assistants. The ranking component needs to be designed with 단수치배가 다 적게 되어야. Next, we have DM4CAT, a benchmarking study for diffusion models in computed tomography reconstruction from Jiayang Shai and team. CT reconstruction is theoretically a linear inverse problem, which sounds like it should be straightforward, but in practice, it's incredibly challenging. You're dealing with correlated noise, artifact structures, complex system geometry, and value ranges that don't align well with typical diffusion model training. The researchers created a systematic benchmark to evaluate how diffusion models actually perform in this medical imaging context. What they found is that while diffusion models show promise, they struggle with some of the unique challenges of CT reconstruction compared to natural image generation. The correlated noise patterns and geometric constraints really trip up models that work beautifully on photos. This research matters because medical imaging is one of those domains where AI could have tremendous impact, but we need rigorous evaluation to ensure safety and efficacy. For ML practitioners working in medical imaging, this benchmark provides a reality check on when diffusion models are appropriate and what challenges you'll face. It's also valuable for anyone doing inverse problems more broadly. The lessons about handling correlated noise and geometric constraints apply beyond just CT reconstruction. Now, let's talk about DualPath from Yongtong Wu and colleagues, which addresses a really practical bottleneck in agentic LLM inference. Here's the problem. In multi-turn conversations with LLM agents, performance is increasingly limited by KV cache storage, I/O, rather than actual computation. In typical disaggregated architectures, you end up with this weird imbalance where storage network cards on prefill engines get completely saturated loading massive KV caches, while the ones on decoding engines just sit there idle. It's like having a highway where one lane is completely jammed while the other is empty. DualPath breaks this bottleneck by introducing a DualPath architecture that better utilizes the available storage bandwidth across the system. The key innovation is redistributing the KV cache loading to balance the network load more effectively. Their results show significant throughput improvements for agentic workloads. This is immediately practical for anyone running LLM inference at scale. If you're dealing with multi-turn conversations or agentic workflows, storage I/O is probably your hidden bottleneck, and this work gives you a concrete architectural approach to address it. The storage bandwidth problem is only getting worse as context lengths and KV cache sizes grow, so solutions like this are going to become essential for production deployments. Finally, we have Mullet from Hojungjeong and team tackling molecular graph generation with diffusion models. Drug discovery and material science are hungry for AI that can generate novel molecular structures. But there's been this persistent quality gap. Existing graph diffusion models for molecules suffer from low chemical validity and struggle to hit desired properties compared to one-dimensional sequence models. It's frustrating because graphs should theoretically be better for representing molecular structure. Mulhide introduces a hierarchical, discrete diffusion framework that specifically addresses these limitations in molecular graph generation. The hierarchical approach allows the model to generate molecules at multiple levels of granularity, which turns out to be crucial for maintaining chemical validity. Their results show significant improvements in both validity and property targeting compared to existing graph-based approaches. For practitioners in drug discovery or material science, this represents a meaningful step forward in AI-assisted molecular design. The ability to generate chemically valid molecules with specific properties is a key capability for accelerating discovery pipelines. Even if you're not directly in these domains, the hierarchical diffusion approach could be relevant for other structured generation tasks where you need to maintain complex constraints. That's a wrap on today's papers. From coding agents optimizing inference to hierarchical molecular generation, we're seeing AI tackle increasingly complex real-world problems. Thanks again to Limitless AI for sponsoring today's episode. You'll find links to all these papers in the show notes. And if you're enjoying the show, don't forget to subscribe for more research breakdowns. Until next time, keep unzipping those papers.